When Dr. Francesca Panzeroni arrived in Australia to study Indigenous healing methods, she was surprised to find that no one was doing any research at all.
Both at the Commonwealth legislative level and within the frameworks of the Closing the Gap national policy framework, there is no mention at all of Aboriginal traditional medicine. So there is a complete dismissal of this body of knowledge.
And yet when you came here, you found it alive and well and being used?
Yes. So I started making some calls, and the first call I've received back was from Toto Sampuri, at that time CEO of Sijuna Kuniba Aboriginal Health Services in Sijuna. So he called me back and said, oh, yes, we did get Ngangaris from time to time down here in Sijuna. Why don't you come here and we have a chat about it? So by talking to him, then I started finding out that actually Ngangari do still practice their traditional healing, not only in their communities, but also within the healthcare system.
The great thing about Ngangaris is that they're recognised throughout the Aboriginal community as healers in their own right.
Toto Sansbury says Francesca's report into Aboriginal traditional medicine, released last month, is an important step towards getting recognition for the healers who are already well used and well respected.
Unfortunately, the Western Medical Society doesn't see it that way. And so, we've got a bit of work to do, and I think with Francesca's report, and it focuses on the importance of spiritual healers and Ngangaris, that it has to be looked at seriously.
In your experience with health centres in the remote areas of South Australia, do doctors that work in those places have some respect for these Ngangari healers?
Well, they do. And when I was working over at Sijuna Kunuba Aboriginal Health Services as the CEO, Andrew Lane, who was in charge of the Sijuna Hospital and the Sijuna Medical Service over there, actually swore by them that, he would use Ngangaris on any occasion when he can use them, especially for Aboriginal people, because it gives them a little bit more confidence about the health care system and it makes them a lot more comfortable about the services that they're receiving.
Francesca says Ngangari healers work in very different ways to Western medicine.
Let's say pain relief. In our system, that we get a pill to relieve pain, they don't. They use their hand, so it's basically a very hands-on approach. So they can identify where the pain is, and through kind of a massage, they relieve the pain. So what they say, they take out the illness. They have different explanations that cannot be categorized within our mainstream healthcare system. So they talk a lot about the balance of the spirit in the patient. And I've heard a lot of cases where, people have they have diarrhea, vomiting, fever, and, even if, they got all the treatment by the mainstream system, so pills, injection, still the vomit or the diarrhea or the fever is still there. And the Ngangari, in many cases, come and with repositioning the spirit in the right place, all these symptoms have disappeared.
Francesca Panzeroni's report coincided with the launch of an official organisation for Ngangari healers, one which would offer accreditation and eventually an official role within the regular health services, something she says already happens in many other countries.
A couple of years ago, I went to New Zealand to visit one of these clinics, and it's pretty simple. There was the receptionist, and on one side, on the right-hand side, there was the room for the medical practitioner, and on the left-hand side, there was the room for the Maori traditional healer. So it's basically giving patients the chance, the choice. So if they want to see both, if they want to see one of them, or sometimes they go first to the medical practitioner, then they try the traditional healer. They might go back to the medical practitioners. It really depends. It varies.
The 14 Ngangari healers in the new Hand in Hand Corporation range in age from 38 to 73. Francesca says Hand in Hand would offer hope to young Aboriginal people in remote areas.
There are a lot of kids who they are training, they are ready, to come through. So, and they want to have a junior Ngangari coming through the organization, to work side by side with the senior Ngangari. So I truly believe that this is a very unique opportunity to create a specific and sustainable Aboriginal traditional healers workforce, and it can have a generational impact, a generational change, because they can use their own traditional skills and traditional knowledge to work in our world. So there is so much talk about getting Aboriginal people out of welfare dependency, and there are so many problems in, as they say, getting into the job market. I mean, in this case, you translate their traditional knowledge and skill and the work they have done for thousands of years into our market model.
I asked Torto Sansbury how he sees the future if the Ngunkuri are able to get their skills recognised and accepted by mainstream medicine.
In 10 years, I would like to see them as an integral part of medicine in South Australia, as an integral part of research in Australia, and as an important part of being a main focus of dealing with Aboriginal health, Aboriginal diabetes, Aboriginal mental health issues, suicide. I would like to see the Ngunkuri organisation established along the same lines as you establish a Medicare system within South Australia itself.